Episode 1818, Forsake Your Fears.
Moms, needing a little inspiration and a ray of hope? You've come to the right place. This is the show that you can turn to for just the pick-me-up you need. This is Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. Here's your host, certified life coach, personal trainer, and nutritionist, Christiane Wargo.
Staring at a stop sign, watching people drive.
Happy, happy day. How are you doing? Can you believe it? It is the second day of a brand new year. Yes, you've made it thus far. Can you believe it? It's Inspiration Motivation Day. Forsake your fears. For those of you who are brand new to Create You Now, welcome to this incredible family. I'm so delighted of your presence. If you already had the opportunity, you'll want to head on over to createyournow.com where you can learn more and sign up for the Kisses newsletter, the Keep It Simple strategy, everyday solutions to live, love, and impact. Well, rumor has it that you are already second-guessing your New Year's resolutions. Just one more day. Maybe I'll wait till Monday. Forsake your fears. Every day is a new day. Let me ask you this. How much of your life have you put yourself on the back row for a variety of fears? You've just said, I don't need to worry about it because I'll let her go do it. Or I'll let him be in the limelight. So many of us justify why everyone else should live out their dreams. There's no need for you to. So you're okay with other people succeeding. So you and I, we take the back seat and let everyone else go to the front row. Yet what happens in your heart? Do you have any regrets? Do you wish you would have done something earlier than waiting 5 or 10 years to pursue your goals? What's crazy is when you reason out why other people should be using their gifts over yours. Reluctance becomes a habit. And there you sit on the back row. And finally, it becomes clear. It's that 2020 hindsight, the aha moment of everything. You see what has been clouding your mind and your decisions. You realize that you are building from the values of comfort and safety, plus security, what is known and familiar. But you know, sometimes you do look good from the back. Well, you got to remember this. 2 Timothy 1, verse 7. God has not given us a spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of a sound mind. So forsake your fears. It's time to surrender it all. You have to be willing to walk by faith. Be reckless in getting off the back row. You don't have to be so afraid of the gifts and talents you've been given. Stand up boldly and walk forward. What is it that you really want? What is that deep yearning within you? We all have it. I've had one now for, let me think, probably 3.5 years. And actually, if I look back, it was before I even started the podcast, before my business became a business. I had a dream, God gave it to me. And I thought, okay, it worked for little kids. I got them taken care of, ages 3 through 12th grade, did all of that. And now you're wanting me to do it for women. And I began to put question marks on everything. I began sitting in the back row. And you know what? I accepted it. And reluctance did become my habit. It was like, oh, I've got to feed myself. I need to take a time out. Really? Seriously? God doesn't ever take a time out. God wants us at work. Because when we're willing to work, guess what? He's working even harder. Isaiah 41 verse 13 says this, "For I am the Lord your God who takes hold of your right hand and says to you, do not fear, I will help you. Stand up boldly, God's got your hand. Walk forward." Imagine how you could change the world you touch when you forsake your fears. Imagine how you could feel knowing that you impacted one life because you were willing to stand up for your own. Instead of running to get to the best seat on the last row, run faster to the front. Forsake your fears. Surround yourself with other women who will lift you up and encourage you. Pray for strength and ask God to guide each step. Ready your heart to be a blessing to others. Forsake your fears. Be present. Be incredible. Be you. I love you so very much. I cannot wait to see you on the other side. Blessings, hugs, and lots of love. We'll talk to you real soon. Have a happy, blessed new year. Bye-bye.
Feeling inspired, ready to train for life, and love your journey? Visit createyournow.com for more incredible resources to help you along the way. We'll see you next time on Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. And remember, always be sure you consult your physician before beginning any health and fitness plan.